welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for March 15th comes from Exodus 26. In Exodus 26, Yahweh describes the two places in the tabernacle where his holiness would dwell most fully on earth, the holy place and the most holy place. Those two places would be separated only by a veil made out of blue, purple, and scarlet fabrics, with figures of cherubim skillfully embroidered into it, with the mercy seat and the Ark of the Covenant alone residing in the most holy place, according to Exodus 26, verses 33 through 34. Other furniture that Yahweh described in Exodus 25, and that we will read more about in Exodus 37, would remain in the holy place, just outside of the most holy place. All the tabernacle is holy, but still we see that certain areas within the tabernacle are more holy than others. So, even the priests who will regularly minister in the holy place are nevertheless forbidden from entering the most holy place. Only the high priest may enter, and even he may enter only once a year during the Day of Atonement, according to Leviticus 16. Protecting these boundaries is so important that Yahweh appoints guards to keep the wrong people from encroaching on his holiness beyond their clearance. This is why figures of cherubim are embroidered into the veil between the holy place and the most holy place, since it was the cherubim who were stationed as guards outside the entrance to the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve were expelled, according to Genesis 3, verse 24. In the book of Numbers, we will also see that the non-priestly Levites will be similarly appointed as guards to keep the rest of Israel from coming too near to the tabernacle. For example, look at Numbers 3, verses 5 through 10. In fact, Yahweh solemnly charges the Levites multiple times to execute any outsider, that is, an unauthorized person, who comes too near to the tabernacle. In Numbers 151, 310, 338, and 18 verse 7. And even the non-priestly Levites were threatened with death if they themselves transgressed Yahweh's boundaries. In Numbers 4 verse 15 and verses 19 through 20. Taken together, these instructions help us understand the serious nature of Yahweh's holiness. Yahweh is a consuming fire, as we read in Hebrews 12, verse 29, whose holiness would destroy us if we came near to him without being cleansed from the impurities of the sin and death that cling to us in the world, or even if we came near to him without an appropriate invitation. The gospel of Jesus then announces shockingly good news. According to Ephesians 2, verse 13, we read that we have been brought near to God in his holiness by the blood of Christ. Through the cleansing, purifying power of Jesus' blood, God calls us to draw near to God in the splendor of his holy places with confidence in the full assurance of faith. In Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 22, for those covered by the blood of Jesus, the holiness of God is no longer a threat. Rather, it is the source of our blessing, inheritance, and hope. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking free daily Bible study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.